For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Hallelujah. JJ, welcome. Welcome. Hallelujah. Now, on Fridays now, I want to do something. Maybe we may not be looking at what we the theme for the month every Friday, because the partner service, we're looking at certain things. Hallelujah. And then I believe God will help us every time in the name of Jesus Christ. This evening we'll be looking at work for the biggest boss. You know why I'm looking at this topic like this? It's after the anniversary, and then most of us here are leaders now. What we learn will apply and affect the whole church. Praise God. Work for the biggest boss. All of us are aware that who you work for determine your pay and determine how you are rated. If you are a staff with CBN, you are a different level from a staff with Ecobank. Two of us. If you are working for President Buhari, you are different from working for Yaya Bello. Who you work for affects everything around you. Hallelujah. And then there is a boss that is the biggest of all bosses, and that is God. Now, as leaders, thank all of us here, leaders listening to me this evening, I want us to know that working for God or serving God, what I'm doing now is work. Hope you know that. Preaching is preaching work. Many people say, pastor, you go and look for a job. But when you're having a problem, you're calling pastor. Don't forget, you are forgetting pastor, you're doing a banking job. The same people that say, pastor, you go and look for work. When they have a problem, they'll be calling pastor. They forget that pastor is doing banking job. So how can he answer your call? Is that not true? Yes. If you say, pastor should be working. And pastor is counting money in the bank. And then your child is having conversion. Or your wife wants to give up. You're calling pastor, come back. He's counting money in the bank. Why don't you ever complain that why are teachers? What do you call teachers work? And they only go to time on timetable. They may have only 4 lectures in a week. One day not lecturing, then they serve them gossiping. But then you call it a work. Is that not true? Yes, lecturers don't know. But the people have a problem when somebody says he's full time into ministry. Preaching 3 times every week. Do you know what it means to prepare a sermon? How many of you have prepared sermons before? Is it easy? You just wake up in the morning, Holy Spirit, and then you come and look at everything I wrote there. I was just sitting there, the Holy Spirit was just speaking to me, I was just writing. No, that was not the way. It's work. Is that not true? Yes. So I know it has entered my head and I'm working. And then you, as you are serving as a leader, coordinating people, you must come to your mind that you are working. You're not just doing third world professional, you are working. All together. You know, when you carry a workmanship mentality, it will affect what you do. It will really be effective. So Joshua chapter 24 verse 15 will be our anchor text this evening. Joshua 24 verse 15. The Bible says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, what did he say? We will serve the Lord. As for me and my body, even though I am married, I cannot force my wife to serve God. Is that not true? Yes. I have a limit. Every human being has a free will. But I can say, as my house, this body is my house. As for me and my house, we will serve God. Are we together? Come on, are we together? God was speaking to Abraham. He said that, I know that he will command his household to serve me. That means he will give them the instruction, but he cannot force him. He did not force Lord to do what he did. Are we together? So as for me and myself, I have decided I will work for God. Praise the Lord. Now I want to give you 6 qualities of the kind of boss you are working for. 6 qualities of the kind of what? Boss you are working for. We are working for somebody and his name is God. The first thing you want to know, that the boss you are working for is the one that created the heavens and the earth. He did not just create it, he owns it. Hallelujah. Now, the people that made this Samsung part, they no longer own it now. I have paid for it. It's now my own. They made it, but they don't own it right now. That's not true. But now, God created this world. Until date, he owns it. Are we together? In Psalms 47 verse 9, and Haggai chapter 2 verse 8, the Bible says, gold and silver belongs to me. Psalm 15 verse 10. So the cattle, everything, Genesis 1 told of the creation of the whole world. So God made this world and he owns it. All the oil, I just read the oil barrel has shifted. All the oil in Nigeria, God owns it. God owns it. Praise the Lord. God is the owner of everything. That is the boss you are working for. He's richer than the richest man in the world. Who is the richest man in the world now? Tesla, right? They say he has lost position last week. You don't know what they're saying. Yes, he has lost, yes. Once upon a time, it was this. It keeps changing. But God is the owner of everything. That is who you are working for. Don't think about your salary. Me and you know that if you are working for MTN, your salary is different from when you are working for Federal University. Nowadays, people are looking for telecommunication work. That is the highest paid job. Is that not true? It's not true. The IT world is richer than the oil and gas industry nowadays. It's richer and it will be richer because oil and gas is losing industry. It's losing weight. So God owns it. God owns everything. So if you work in the IT, you are well paid. And then you have more job security. Now, if you are working for God, you have more job security than even the IT world. All together, you have more what? Job security. Number two, the God, the boss you are working for is an omni being. Omni. O-M-N-I and then dash being. Omni being. He is omnipotent, means what? All powerful. Is that right? Omnipotent. Right? All powerful. Omnipresence means what? Everywhere. If somebody is gossiping about you, planning about you, he's there. Omniscient means he knows everything. Is that true? All knowing. So that is the kind of boss you are working for. One day I saw a video of the president of Nigeria reading newspaper. I was shocked. I think the president, why should he be using it? That is to tell you, he doesn't know what is happening everywhere. The truth. Doesn't know what is happening. He read the newspaper. The president of America, the outgoing president, his account has to be shut because he's online reading what everyone. They too don't know anything. They depend on what people tell them and what the media tell them. That is why the media is very, very powerful. But God that we serve, the boss you are working for, knows what your enemy are working, planning against you. Knows what everybody, he knows everything. He's all powerful. How do you get that? So that's the kind of person you are working for. It's not somebody that the Senate can fire the president. Is that not true? Yes, but they cannot fire God. Number three, our team, I want to know that His words and His decrees cannot be reversed or challenged. When He speaks, He has veto power. When God desires to lift you up and He said, be lifted, nobody can challenge His word and nobody can reverse it. Psalms 119 verse 89, the Bible says, forever, O Lord, Thy word is what? Settled. Anything that is written in the Bible is settled. It will happen like joke. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55 verse 11, the Bible says, so like the word of God that leaves his mouth does not return to him without first fulfilling what it left his mouth for. Lamentation 3:37 says, who is it that said a thing and it coming to pass when the Lord God has not what? Declared it or has not permitted it. That is to tell you that anybody planning your downfall cannot happen until God permits it. And if God say you are blessed, that means you are blessed. If God say you are prosperous, you are prosperous. If God say you will not die, you will not die. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the boss you are working for, his words cannot be reversed. His decrees cannot be questioned. Hallelujah. Number four. The boss you are working for, I want to hear this one, very important. He pays on time. And he pays duly. And he pays generously. He pays on time. He pays duly. He pays generously. Psalms 37 verse 25. The Bible says, once I was young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous what? Forsaken nor his what? Seed beg for bread. Hebrew 11 verse 6, the Bible says, he that come to come and believe that he is, and then he's a rewarder of they that diligently seek him. You seek God and work for him, he will pay you. I remember one day I was in the room when I was in start ministry immediately. That time I was still in NCCF. I've never seen this scripture, John chapter 4 verse 36. I was saying, Lord, how will I get money? He said, I should tell ministry full time. How will I get money? Who will give me money? Who will do this kind of thing for me? And then I saw John 4:36 for the first time. He says that he that reaped received wages. Now the word wages was impactful in my life and it changed me forever and it gave me rest. Anybody that works for God is paid wages. How are you signing guys at all? God is not like federal government that will have January 35. No January 35. that in January has been 31st, but on the 5th of February, some people are not still paid the date. Are you aware? There are people that are not paid January salary till now. God is not like that. God is a God that pays if your day of payment is 25th. 12 midnight, your alert enters.
Praise God.
Yes. God pays generally. The government of today promotes you after 4 years, and the promotion is almost insignificant. If your salary is 45,000 naira and they are promoting you, your salary will become 46,000 naira 200. Something like that. It's almost insignificant. That's true. If you daddy ask your parents that I went into a government job, they will tell you it's insignificant. Hallelujah. They don't increase 2% or 1% of 100 naira or something like that. It's very always insignificant. But God promotes generally. He can shift. Like today now, if God decides to promote me, you will meet me tomorrow and you don't know it's me. That's the way God leads people. He can change your story overnight. Hallelujah. So promotion is always, so God pays his worker. So as I am preaching now, I know that God promotes me and he pays me. God told Bishop Oyedepo, I will pay you well. Don't collect church money. Hallelujah. He will pay you well. Has God paid him? Does he look like somebody that God is paying? When you see, so you know God is paying him. How many government can pay him? You know, it's only Nigeria that senators collect more than teachers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me not go there. But God pays us on time. God pays us duly. So keep working. If your own is clean, the sanctuary, keep cleaning. All together, God will pay you on time. Last week, I read a story of a 54-year-old young lady. 54 years is not young, but she's young. She got married last week, or last 2 weeks in Abuja, 54, for the first time. She says she has been in the choir singing. You read the story, right? She has been in the choir singing. All her maid married, the people her maid, they were because sometimes she would cry like a child, but she never stopped singing in the choir. Consistently in the choir. See that recently one guy came from California and was a newcomer in their church. And he saw her singing in the choir. And after service, he walked to her. He said, you are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my world. She said, I want to marry. True life story. There and there was proposal. Married her and she's out of the country after wedding. All her colleagues are married at 25. They are still in Gwagwalada. You know Gwagwalada? Okay, all of them don't know Lagos. They are still in Abuja. Yeah, but she's now in California. Life changed. Hallelujah. Praise God. The woman that married Pastor W of Kumuyi, how old was she? 50-something years also. Was better than her maid that married some useless prayer point in 25. Two of us. Marrying Kumuyi alone has changed your life forever. Has changed your family. So God pays you on time. When you seem as if your wages are not coming on time, just wait. He will pay you. Hallelujah. Number 5, about him. He rewards us on time and in eternity. God does not only reward us on time, and he rewards us in eternity. I saw last month that the federal government has poured us some trillions from pensions account. You know what is pension account? That means when you work, they pay. Now they have withdrew, they have poured 1 trillion, they have told workers now, you better know that no pension for you. As a matter of fact, most bank, I was told by my first lady that bankers don't have pension. They don't pay there. You can work there for all your life. No pension. Hallelujah. But the God that we serve, now many people that even graduated are supposed to collect pension, do not collect their pensions. I know people that 10 years later, they have not yet collected their pension. But God pays you in time and in eternity. In Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, the Bible says, they that serve God will shine as bright as the stars in heaven. Is that correct? He will pay you on earth here, and when you meet him in heaven, another payment, higher payment. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9, and then 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4, the same thing. So everything I am doing today, God can reward me on earth, but when I meet him in heaven, there is another round of payment that is higher than this one. Are we together? That is what? Another round of payment. And finally, about him, all his faithful workers never regret, ever. All who, that is conditional, all who, faithful workers never regret in time and in eternity. Don't forget the scripture I showed us. Once I am young and then I am old, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed beg for bread. Psalms 34 verse 10. The Bible says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord
shall not want any good thing. Do you believe that scripture at all? You will not want any good thing in Jesus' name. As you remain faithful to God, you will not want. Lamentation 3:25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, the soul that seeketh him. Praise God. See, it is true and it's practical that as many that remain dedicated to seeking God, as many that remain faithful to seeking God, they never regret it. Many people that you see them working in church department for 25 years and their life has not changed. The only part you saw is them working in church, but you don't know their heart. Somebody can be cleaning this church and be insulting the pastor. Look at him. Can I even preach safe? He has already neutralized the cleaning of the chair. I don't know if you understand me. Somebody can be in church in one department for 25 years cleaning the sanctuary and you think, why has God not changed this one? The only part you know that he's cleaning the church, you don't know what he does after service. The only part you know, this person has been an usher. And then God, he has been there for 25 years. There should be a change in his life. If there is no change, that is the part you know. It's nowadays that you have to supervise. Nowadays, churches have to put CCTV on ushering room. We have to monitor offering. Because ushers cannot be trusted. It's amazing. Is that not true? As they are collecting, and I read the story of a man that bought bus. He, his wife, and the children are into family of usher. Yes. In the Redeem camp. I'm telling you. Won't you be afraid to steal money in Redeem? I say, how? Yeah, you don't even fear. It's true. See, if somebody can steal from Jesus Christ, who are you? Yes. If Judas was not afraid to steal from Jesus, who is that? The boy? That's what the TV is saying. The TV says, if Judas stole, who are you? May we not experience those in this church. Hallelujah. The truth is that we cannot miss them. Things will come. There will be Judases. Yes. They will always come like sheep. You keep hearing of big pastors being fired of stealing money. Yes, last year some were fired in one of the biggest churches in the world. Top biggest, yes. And I keep wondering. Yes, even in that, your church, I was hearing of people that were fired over financial misappropriation. It was really amazing. Praise God. But all faithful workers are well rewarded and they don't have regret. Hallelujah. Now, how do you work for the boss? What is our topic once again? What is our topic? Working for the biggest boss. How do you work for God? Number one is fulfill your God-given purpose. Psalms 40 verse 7. Fulfill your God-given purpose. Psalms 40 verse 7, what does it say? Here I come in the volumes of the book written concerning me to do thy will. Is that correct? Now, 1 Timothy 1 verse 18. The Bible says, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Now, how do you work for God? He doesn't have a company. He doesn't have an industry, apart from the church that we know. It's do your purpose, fulfill your part. If your purpose to be a seamstress boss, or anything as your purpose, when you do it effectively, hallelujah, God has a way to link it to the kingdom. To fulfill your purpose, hallelujah. Every purpose that God has given you, fulfill it well. Number two, partake actively in kingdom advancement endeavors. Partake actively. What did I say? Actively. In kingdom endeavors. When kingdom endeavors project. In Acts chapter 15 verse 26. The Bible we read of how Paul was committed to advancing the kingdom. How the apostles were actively involved. In Exodus chapter 25 verse 2. The Bible says, when they wanted to build the tabernacle in the wilderness, the people gave. Exodus 35 verse 5. So, anytime it's time to advance the kingdom in any project, actively involve. Participate yourself. If it's evangelism, be part of it. Are we together? Number three, serve physically and functionally in the house of God. How do you serve? With your talent, with your gift, with your wisdom. Hallelujah. If you can sing, sing. If you can clean, clean. If you can do decoration, decorate. If you can play, play. If you can, anything you can do. If you can usher, usher. Is that not true? Serve physically. How many of you believe that every one of us can serve in a department? How many of you believe everybody in church can have a department that can function? Do you believe it? Yes. If there is no department, create social media department. So that I can be sharing. In case you say you don't have time, you're a banker. We'll create social media department so that I can be sharing the church programs. And the yes, it's a department. Yes. Everybody, no matter your complaint, we can create something for you in church. If you are a pregnant woman, we create pregnant women societies. Be counseling pregnant women. Is that not true? We can, every, that is a work for you. Everybody can serve physically. There is no room for warming of the chairs. Hallelujah. When ushers are standing, you, maybe your department is not the one that's actively during service. It's only few departments that are actually active during service. Apart from some ushers and choir, prayer you need to do is you pray during service. Is that not true? Evangelists will pray. So you are sitting down. After one, everybody has work. So everybody can actively serve and work for him. Hallelujah. And then participate and collaborate in soul winning. Win a soul. Everybody can win a soul. Everybody can participate in winning a soul. So what are the benefits of working for God? Quickly, I'm rounding up already. What are the benefits of working for God? Number one is divine health and wholeness. The Bible says, you shall serve the Lord your God. And let's quote that scripture. And he shall what? Bless your bread and water. And what? He will take away sickness from the midst of you. Psalms 23. What does it say? The Lord is my shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us without the still waters. He restores our souls. He leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear what? That's the part I want us to get to. He will fear no evil, for he is with us. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in secret place of the Most High God shall abide under his shadow. Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Verse 6 says, we'll be blessed in our going out and coming in. So, serving God will give you divine health and wholeness, so that you can be able to do the work of God well. Hallelujah. Imagine you being on crusade, and then your stomach is paining you. Has it ever happened to you before? It has happened to me. It's not sweet. Is that not true? Now, it demands on you to place demand on God and say, Father Lord, you say, I will serve you, take away sickness from me, and God will heal you. Praise God. Imagine you are ushering, and then your stomach is turning you. And the crusade of 7 hours. Imagine you are doing protocol, and then your leg is paining you. God will ensure, you know, you stand for 7 hours. Have you seen protocol? You stand for 7 hours, no movement. And then your leg is paining them. How will they do the protocol work? God will ensure your leg is okay so that you can be able to do protocol work very well. Is that not true? Imagine as a keyboard is, and then your finger is injured. You'll not be able to play well. So God will ensure that every part of your assignment that needs for the assignment is functioning well, so that you can serve him. Is that not true? Yes. If you are a staff, they take care of you so that you can be able to work well. So, divine health and wholeness. Another benefit is divine supply. Ceaseless divine supply. In Job 36 verse 11, the Bible says, if they will serve the Lord your God, they will spend their days in what? Prosperity. Psalm 78 verse 19, what does it say? Ceaseless divine supply. Psalm 78 verse 19. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Yeah, they speak against God and say, can God? Now, I ask you a question. You know, remember on Wednesday I made a decree that God will have financial supply. Isn't true? Do you know, when we left that service, let me share a testimony, first lady. When we left that service, it was our transport. I said, Lord, we need a miracle. In between that day and today, extra miracle has happened. Yes. God can furnish a table in the wilderness. You can be in Sahara Desert and be the richest man. But we know Dubai is in a desert. And the whole world fly there. In case you don't know, I read that somebody was saying that because you used to see people outside the country used to wear big jacket and sweaters and cardigan. So when he was going to Dubai, he too bought big jacket and sweaters. But when the people there wear light clothes because of the heat. You say, ask before you travel. Hallelujah. So anywhere you are, God can bring money to you.
I have seen it again and again and again. And again and again and anywhere you are in this world means God can give you money. Do you know, remember our budget for this anniversary? We are trusting God, God give us money. But at least, I mean, now every debt is clear. There was not even debt. Everything we needed for was paid for. God can provide. That will cause divine supply. People will give you without knowing why. Doors will open to you without knowing on their own accord. People will recommend you on their own accord. And then divine supplies. Divine supply doesn't mean you must always have money. But when you have a need, money comes. It may not necessarily mean you have business account, but when there is a need, money comes. Before the problem arrives, there is need for it. Hallelujah. Or we mean we are divinely supplied for. But as human beings, we prefer to have money in our account. That we prefer to have money in our account. If God should ask you an option now, I remember the vision of Bishop Dakar Mills. See that one day he had a vision. And then he saw a truckload of gold. And then he was packing to his clothes, packing. God said, everything here is your own. But don't pack it. Pick only a handful. Say, God, why? God gave him two reasons. If you pack all of it, transporting it will be difficult for you. I will put it for you when you need it. Let's say, what you need now, I will put it here. What you need here, I will put it there. What I need, do you understand what I mean? Yes. And the secondly is, when you pack all of it, you will attract robbers. True, yes. My wife was telling me of somebody that sold his property recently. And then because they know that they have sold his property, already he's been threatened for kidnapping. Yeah, because somebody know your bank statement, you're already a candidate for kidnapping. You know that. Yes. So God will protect you by not allowing certain money to come to your hand now. But the when you need it, it will be there. That will become divine supplies. Hallelujah. Divine supplies. Certain money that comes to your account, now you will not be a Christian again. Hope you know that. There's some level of transformation. It's true. There's a level of transformation that will happen to your life now that you forget how to pray in tongues. You may think you are a Christian until God blesses you. Not many people can really handle prosperity. It's a fact you must know. Sincerely, not many people can handle being successful. That's why God will always keep some people at some level until he has trained them well till they die to money. There are people that today, 1 million in their account, you will not believe they are the ones. You will not believe. I'm telling you. You will not believe. You will not see them in Raza on Saturday. This, you will not see them. You will not see them. When they say pray, they'll be pocketing their. They will not pray again. You will not believe what 1 million. Is that kind of person that God will give them 1 million naira? It will not happen. God will keep them in the realm of 5,000 naira, 6,000 naira in their account, 20,000 naira. When they upgrade to 49,000 naira, but they will not cross 50. Yes, that's the truth. Until they can handle it. I discovered that not everybody can stand being blessed. Not everybody can handle success. But many people can handle poverty. They will be in every night vigil. They will be in, you tell them, give them assignments, study 10 scriptures. They will study meticulously and study three translations. Yes. But once they are blessed, or when they are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, they are in every meeting. They say amen to every prayer. But once they had their children, they have changed. Hallelujah. So not everybody can handle that, can handle being blessed. But may you be divinely supplied for. I pray for you like I pray on Wednesday, and I'm praying again for ourselves. Divine supplies in the name of Jesus. When you need it, it will be right there waiting for you. You will not be stranded in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, divine preservation. Bible says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Any conspiracy against you will not prosper. Any diabolic conspiracy will not prosper. Any gang up will not prosper. Every misfiring, no stray bullet will get to you. Hallelujah. I remember when I had the news of the owner of the biggest supermarket in Kogi State Capital that was shot dead along Abuja Road by a stray bullet. He was not the target, but a stray bullet. Just on the ear, and the bullet met him. He's dead. Just like that. Somebody was sharing testimony in church that day when there was election of Kogi State last year. In his room, the bullet came room. This bullet that Shuza fired. One was even admitted. A major justice has to be done on him. Yes. I was in the hospital, FMC, one time like that. I saw one guy, his leg suspended in the air with metal. You could see metal passing through. You know, there are two bones in your thigh. Metal pass in between, suspended in the FMC. What happened? He went to do political campaign for Falaki.
and is here suspended in the hospital. No stray bullet gets to you. How the Bible say, no weapon. Bible say, no, nothing shall by any means hurt us. A small thing you are frying can sentence you to a life of cancer. One small oil dropping on you. Hallelujah. One small oil dropping on you can change your life forever. Buying a wrong cream. I read of a guy that because he bought the wrong cream, he developed eczema, and eczema developed a dangerous skin disease by buying an expired cream. Yes. See, there are many things that can kill people. There are over 1 million things that can kill people. Buying the wrong toothbrush can change your life forever. I'm telling you. One injury from your mouth, it developed to a keloid, developed to a cancer, and then that is it. Many things can kill our life. So, but there is a way God will call preservation. Preservation is stopping it from happening. And then healing is when it has happened. But by God, because you are working for God, you are divinely preserved. In Jesus' name. Have you remember the story of the first lady that they went, when she went to work? Where they were supposed to go and start BVN work. That was the day trailer came and clear. They were supposed to be there by 10. They were not there. Nobody knew why they were there. They didn't know why they didn't go there. We are coming now. Don't come again. Trailer has cleared the place. Imagine they were there today. You are typing. What's your name? Musa Daladi. Trailer clears you off. And you are dead. We will be totally preserved. You will all hear after the robbery. And when there is robbery, it will be behind you. As a matter of fact, as you grow, I listen to Bishop Abioye. He said that when he is traveling, any road he is traveling, that day, armed robbery cannot happen. That is another level altogether. That means if you know where he's traveling, you know you are safe. Yes, that is a level altogether. He said when he's traveling on this road, that day, robbery cannot happen. Yes. That is another whole level altogether. You see, you are saying amen to robbery after and before. But there's another man saying that the road can even have a robbery. We will get there. We will get there. There are people that where they dwell cannot be robbed. And robbers cannot rob there because of your presence. Hallelujah. That will be our testimony of divine preservation for working for God. Every ambassador is designated divine immunity. Nobody divine immunity. That means even if you are a governor, they say you cannot arrest you when you are a governor because you are immune. Because you are working for the government. That's the meaning. That's why they can steal every money. They say that they cannot arrest them while they are on seat. So they can steal and steal the stealables. And then when they want to retire, they bribe the people that can be bribed. And then they are free. Yeah, that's it. There was a man that insulted the current president as if everybody was waiting for him. They can't come to bring him down from seat. One of the governors from one of the western states. You know the person I'm talking about? Don't know. Can't come. His name started with F. Something like that. F. You know the person? Now I'm on tape and people listen to this message. So I don't want to mention names. But he's the man challenged the whole nation. I was waiting to see what would happen to this man. When he came down, they gang up for him and he didn't win again. When he came down, they arraigned him in court. One arraigning. That was till the day, no case. I'm telling you. It was evident he stole. See, but no case. Hallelujah. He's immune from the law. God forbid in the name of Jesus Christ. But as you serve God, you are preserved. Number four is consistent promotion and improvement of your life. The Bible said the part of is like a shining light. It shines what? Brighter to brighter. Or brighter and brighter on to what? The perfect. That means every day of your life should be better. I should preach better the next time I'm preaching. Hope you know that. If I'm preaching on Sunday, I should be preaching better. If I'm preaching next week, I should be preaching better. There should be improvement. You cannot be saying the same thing. Imagine if you have a child every day, da 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 da, for 3 years. It's a problem already. You should expect to be calling your name to be making some sentences by 1.5 years. Is that not true? Yeah, there should be improvement. So as you are serving God, there should be promotion. If this church remains at one level for a long time, there's a problem. We're expecting improvement and promotion. Praise the Lord. And then number 16 that will happen to you is that when you serve God, you have the blessing of relationships. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 1, the Bible says, the soul of Jonathan knitted to the soul of David. If you want to marry the best person in life, serve God. Proverbs 19, house and inheritance come from parents, but a good wife, brothers, means, come from who? The Lord. You cannot find good wife by looking at character. The person that taught me one of my Bible school class, I told you the story. He said that his wife was like a dove when he was dating. Her voice was gentle like a dove. She could not even shout. He taught her, hallelujah, praise the Lord. She was gentle. So when he married her, the night of the wedding, hey, don't talk like that. He said, I am married. He is finished. He was telling them the true life story. And the man, the wife was around, he said he has married. And in the pastor case, exponential 34. So you cannot follow by gentility of the character of sister covering her here unless she's singing in the choir. Her voice is like a voice of a razor sharp teen soprano. And that means she's a good girl. She can, thank you, sir. She's baby. You cannot follow that one. Only God can give you a good husband. And Proverbs 20 verse 6. Let me read it to you. This one is for ladies. Proverbs 20 verse 6. The Bible says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. Listen to this. But a faithful man, who can find? You are the love of my life. I will kill everything for you. I will do everything for you. I don't have anybody's number apart from you. I don't like any other lady. Do you like it? I know. I don't like it. You are the only person in my life. 2 years after wedding, his phone is having multifunction authentication. You know what that means? The what we call now is a new technology, multifunction authentication. First of all, you enter password. And then you enter thumbprint. Then you enter PIN. Yes. Yes. That, I'm serious. That's a new technology now. Yeah, well, can I say four? That is four. I'm telling you, four level. That is his password.
Men are terrible in Jesus' name.
But there is a man that a sister can find from the Lord that is only faithful. That is God that brings them. That's the kind of woman that the members of this church will find. Amen. And that's the kind of men all the men in Jesus will find. We will all become those kind of men in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The day you start thinking about another lady, you are fired. Say amen. Amen. May your eye be single. In Jesus' name. Praise God. So God will give you the best. God will ensure that he selects. That's why people say, why are pastors' wives very beautiful? We are serving God. What do you expect him to do? Now think about it. We are serving God. What is he will keep the best for us. Because he knows that young ladies can be very beautiful. He give you a beautiful wife. But everything you are looking for is in your wife. Everything you are looking for, it is in your wife. So you don't have any. If you are looking for it, because of indiscipline. It's about God. Every person must have to be beautiful. Even if she's not beautiful, when she marries a pastor, she must be beautiful. Praise the Lord. If you have ever seen a pastor that is not beautiful, that man was not meant to be a pastor. Yes. A true pastor. Yeah, that's the truth. You cannot point to any pastor, no matter their color, whether dark or fair, chocolate, they are beautiful. Always beautiful. Hallelujah. Because God will give you a pastor a good wife. In fact, the wife of really spiritual brothers are beautiful. Their husband are always, they are always good. See, I read a story of a young girl, she was 25, she was saying, Lord, give me one of your sons to marry. Then I'm going to help her to pray. Like, give me one of your sons. God gave her a correct guy. Correct guy. Pray that kind of prayer. Like, give me one of your sons to marry. Hallelujah. God will give you the best for serving God. You cannot be serving God and go and join one prayer point. You want to come for choir rehearsal. Is it by choir? You cannot know. God will give you somebody that loves him. Connect you with the right people that loves God. Pursue you to serve God. Hallelujah. You want to pay your tithe. How much is your tithe? When does God tell me the day that God is to collect tithe? Come and collect tithe from church. Just imagine having a husband that does not allow you to pay tithe. You want to give offering? You want to, God lays in your heart, sow your car for evangelism. And then, who's God spoke to you? Let him speak to me. Let him speak to me. You know, yeah. But imagine having a husband, God say, give the car. Why didn't you give it before coming home? What kind of husband would you like? Hallelujah. I remember there was a time I gave my wife very, very. That was I had one of the most expensive wristwatch I've ever had in my life. The guy that gave me was given by his father from outside the country. If you see the case, nobody was born again. Ever since they gave me the wristwatch, I only wore it once. Always pack it. You know, there's a thing you don't even wear. And because I love her, you know, when you love somebody, you give it. So I gave her the wristwatch. That was the best. Only one day she was in church. That time she was still my fiancé. One day she was in church, and then the pastor said, he called for a sacrifice. And he said, I want you to give your best.
She said that to her, if she could give her certificate, she would have dropped it instead of that wristwatch. That she was crying. And then she went and dropped the wristwatch. She knew I would not blame her. She knew I would not be angry. Would you like that kind of husband or not? Yes. Yes, she knew. Just imagine for somebody, tell the pastor to give you back. Tell him. Because I know, I have the true stories of cases like that. That people, they will arise, go and collect it back. I have not given it. Yes. You have not had it. I have heard of cases that the pastor was jailed, was reported to police for deceiving. Yes. You have not heard of stories. Yes. Hallelujah. So it's better you have good relationships in your life. I pray for you, you have a good relationship. You marry the right person. You have the right friends. Hallelujah. Imagine having a friend that anytime you are led to pray, then you can tap him and say, I'm led to pray, and he wake up and follow you. Just imagine having a friend like that. That anytime you are moved to pray, because the place is not secure, you come, and you are sure the friend will follow you. Imagine having a friend that can call and say, please, I have your burden, join me in 7 days fasting, and the friend will join you in fasting. Think about that. Flew to Jos one time, I remember my friend, Pastor Thomas, said, let's do 3 days fasting, and we did 3 days. Just like that, no notification. We were fasting and almost falling down, only us. As if somebody sent us to fast. I'm telling you, yes. Stood up and now, have you fasted for 3 days before your eyes was, not, your eyes was, oh boy. No easy. But having a friend like it's not good. Having a friend and say, please, I want to show this the kingdom. How much you did? I saw something online on Twitter, somebody was saying, please, let's contribute money to buy a particular car for a particular pastor. And then instantly people were giving. Imagine having friends like that on your timeline. People are interested for the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Yes. So God will give you the best when you are serving. He will save you from Judases in the church. The Judases in the church, you will always miss roads with them. You will not meet them. They will never sit close to you. When they want to sit close to you, God will supervise them to move to the back. Or He will not make them be around you as you are serving God in the name of Jesus Christ. And then when you serve God, you will spend eternity with Him. And then one thing with working for God is He has good working conditions. How many of you know that if you work in the bank don't mind you working on Sunday? I'm telling you, they don't mind you working on Sunday. They don't care. If not because it is mandatory you be at work. I have a friend, if I have one of my partners that send money to these churches, works in an oil company, they don't care your religion. If your roster is Sunday morning, you are there. This plant in Kogi State here, I don't want to mention the name here. One biggest plant in Kogi State here that manufactures cement. Do you know the name? Man, that company, that one. Their timetable, they don't care whether you're a Christian. Or if your timetable is on Sunday, you're in church. You are in the office. They don't care. But people that work with God, God always give you rest. Say, work for 6 days and rest on Sunday. Is that not a good working condition? God will always say, rest, rest. He will even whisper to your ear, rest, calm down, man of God, calm down. Even Jesus Christ was walking there at a particular time, you go and rest and sleep. On that time, there was no AC. So he was sleeping in the boat. You know, have you ever been to an oceanic environment before, close to a big river? I'm not saying it's chilled, right? That was their AC. He was sleeping in the boat and resting and sleeping well. The working condition of God is good. That is why you must support pastors to go for vacation. Let them go and rest. I was reading in 2018 of the rate of suicide of pastors. Pastors were killing themselves, killing themselves, killing themselves. Huh? Like killing themselves. And then one of the pastors that was giving advice said that pastors must learn to rest and vacate. And then I've discovered it as true, as a fact in life. There are sometimes those days, that time, some of those times, I will work my head like I want to. I would be emotionally drained, but I'll still be praying. Have you ever prayed that you wish you can do something else? Has it ever happened to you? Or all of you always, only time you are praying, don't you ever get tired of praying? You didn't get tired. Until I connected to Bishop Dakar Mills, he said that in their church, Mondays are official holidays. Nobody come to church on Monday. Yes, truly. See, Mondays are the days he speak to rest with his wife. The church is busiest on weekends. That is truth. We are not like Paul. Mondays is his resting day. I say, me too, for me. I told my wife when we married, I say, Mondays are our love day. No, no stressing. I watch movies and relax. On Mondays is my most restful day. On Saturday, you are on retreat from Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You are all true. And then Tuesday is evangelism. Wednesday is midweek service. Thursday is retreat. Friday is service. You're just like that, running on the walk.
There should be a time you will rest so that you not break down. Because if I break down, somebody will take over the church, or the church will die. And people will continue. Through of us. Yes. Yes. So you must be able to take time to rest. God has a good working condition. God has good working conditions. That's the kind of boss you are working for. I want to work for that kind of person. And I know you want to work for him. And as you work for him, all the benefits will happen in your life. In Jesus' name. Briefly, can we appreciate God for his word and say, Father, we thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for speaking to us. We give you all the glory. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for speaking to us. Give all the praise, honor, and adoration. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you say, Father Lord, I serve you. May I see the benefit of serving you. May I see the benefit of serving you. May I see the benefit of serving you. As I serve you, Lord Jesus, may I see the benefit of serving you. May I see the benefit of serving you. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you say, Father Lord, we ask for more servants and more workers in the church. More servants and more workers in the church. Father Lord, we ask for more servants and more workers in the church. Father Lord, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I declare to every one of us, as you have served God, may you be connected to the right relationships. May you be divinely preserved. May you be supernaturally supplied for. May all the things you do prosper. May ideas of creativity, I pray over the works of your hand, that you prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. None of you will serve God and regret serving him. None of you will be dedicated to the service of God and regret serving him. You will not regret spending money to go to church. You will not regret giving to advance the work of God. You will not invest in regret wasting in serving your time to serve God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There's a song by Dr. Paul and he said that I will waste my time serving God. You know the song? Yes, on you. Waste our time. We waste our time on God and then we'll never regret it in Jesus' name. Father Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to give. We ask the Lord you receive our offering and bless it. May this produce harvest unto our lives. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we cast our offering? Please, let's remember Sunday is our service. Praise God. Everyone, new members, and then let's get ready. The theme of the month, and don't forget, Sunday is our communion service, the first Sunday of February, right? First Sunday of February, so it's our communion service, and then let's get ready. I believe it's going to be explosive for good. Hallelujah. Father, we declare that this weekend is blessed. As we step into this weekend, we receive news of positivity in Jesus, and there shall be no loss. If it will crash, we will not enter, and if we are there, it will not crash. You are blessed. Amen. Can we share the grace in fellowship?
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointing messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-26-112114. Remain rapturable.